Gentleman's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 12/11/2020. You know, I'll tell you what. The 2020, as I got to thinking about it, if you've ever read Zechariah Sitchin, and about the Anunnaki, about the fallen angels come down, you know, the Anunnaki. And they had ranks, you see. And the head rank, I believe, was Enlil, who was one of the half-brothers of their father Anu. And I believe his rank was 40. So 20 and 20 is 40, and I just thought that was an interesting thing. And here it comes again, you see. Do you recall the Dimitri Dudeman prophecy where he said that in the midst of civil war in the United States, which the communists would start, that Russia and China would find, you see, the places where our missile bases and where our secret weapons depots and top secret stuff was at, and they would launch missiles upon it, and that there would be a world war. Now, you see, you remember also George Washington's vision of the three coming wars, where he was in the woods outside of Valley Forge, and he was met by an angel or whatever, and it showed him these three wars coming, and it was the, you know, the different ones. And then the last one, which America did survive after a lot of trouble, as things kept coming from all over the world against America, coming across the pond, across the Atlantic Ocean and different places against America. We did survive that. But that was in the future for George Washington. I believe it's close here now. We also had the a rabbi in the Torah code where they do the skips of so many skips, and there's a way of doing it. It's the Bible code, the Torah code. And they found in that, very recently, apparently, that on January the 14th, there's going to be the Civil War starting in America, and then also that will lead into the Gog-Magog War. Okay. Chapter 38, Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine enemy horse and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. If you can imagine a great company of tanks with the gun being like a sword, tank brigades, can you imagine that? All sorts of armor. That's my view on that. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Persia is Iran. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands. The house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands. And many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but have brought forth out of the nations. They shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. But then in verse 10, you see, that's about Israel and Gog Magog attacking Israel. And then in verse 10, it says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come unto thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. The center part, the North Texas to up into Canada, you know, the Dakotas, the wheat, the corn, the, you know, cattle, the hog farms, all the stuff, the farm belt, the great grain belt, you see, coming up through here. Formerly desolate places, now, you know, land of unwalled villages. You go out into a Kansas town or a small Colorado, they don't have walls, do they? You don't have bars, you don't, you know, in terms of, a wall around your village or town. But this is getting ready to happen. It is like a theme, and it's starting to bubble up here. But I guess in the Torah code, that this current one that this Rabbi Fish has found in Israel, that I believe it's going to start about January 14th of this coming year, which is kind of interesting in and of itself, because December 14th, Monday, we've got this big suit against the swing states that had the mail-in voting that should have gone for Trump, but have been stolen, the election stolen. You know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, you know, Pennsylvania, etc. And all of the other states, now about 18 of them going along with Texas, plus hundreds of people in the Congress filing amicus briefs or going along. You see, this election is not settled because it was allegedly stolen, and I believe it was. I believe that it has to do a lot with the ballots, but I also believe the algorithm thing with the machines. But now the timing is very interesting. I guess today that the four states had given their response back to Texas, and then I guess Texas, the other states, were given their response back to the response, and all that sits in the Supreme Court. But now Monday's the 14th. That's the day that the Electoral College is supposed to vote who is the next president, all right? And whether or not the Supreme Court takes the deal or not is going to be the real, you know, question. And even if they do, you think they'll overturn the deal with the Electoral College, if, say, the Electoral College goes ahead and votes, Joe Biden, you know, China Joe and Kamala, Commissar Kamala in. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the states that are in support of Texas, it is almost all of them in the central part of the United States, exactly where we're talking about in verse 10 of Ezekiel 38. Now, there seems to be a lot of confirmation, of stuff going on between Chinese troops and U.S. troops. And, it's kind of interesting. I just got some more confirmation here. Intel coming out of Wright-Patt, the old brush hog, that a firefight has occurred in Maine between U.S. and foreign hostiles. At this time, that's all the information I'm able to get. Please send to SQ as well. Okay? Now, that is from somebody that used to be a source for Greg Evenson and gave us good information about certain things that went on at Wright-Patterson. When, if you recall, you know, we got Chinese troops up in Canada being trained. You recall when the Russians came to town in Wright-Patt. And you remember when I talked to you on air about how a certain Russian helicopter turned on its radio and the transponder and everything was squawking at like 35,000 feet? When that particular helicopter has a ceiling of about 17,000? Well, that was coming in on a flight, an Antonov cargo plane, apparently. And that landed in Wright-Patt. If you remember, this back about 2005, I think, when I was on air telling you about it. And then this helicopter took off from Wright-Patterson and then went over to the good old Voice of America, the underground bunker Voice of America, right outside of, you know, in the Cincinnati Metro. You know, up there in the corner of the various counties, Hamilton, Warren, and Butler, I think it's at that corner up in there. And that's where the Voice of America, although you go there now, looks like a nice little park. You got one blockhouse, but it's all underground and it was all up to date. And that was the original place to take over all of the communication for the United States. And do you recall I told you that a Russian guy came out who had a perfect either Nebraska, Western Kansas, non-accent, accented English, okay, who did all of the radio origination and took over and superseded all radio communications for the U.S. military and the United States from there and did it for about 10 to 12 hours. And then after that, we had the Lesbo general and her, his, her, wife, husband, whatever they were, are, and they also recall that after the Russians came, and when the Russians were there, there was a bit of a firefight ongoing between U.S. troops at Wright-Patt and the Russians. And you see, you don't hear this stuff. Because it's done under penalty of, you know what, you know? And if it's really bad, they erase your memory, you see. With milk of Nepenthe, perhaps. There's a certain person I know that they erased his memory in milk of Nepenthe when you go back when you met with the gods, quote unquote, little g. And if you were with the gods, they used to give you milk of Nepenthe so it would make you forget the last 24 or 48 hours, you see. Sort of wipe your memory, cloud it all out. So I know of somebody after being involved with a six-finger type where a master chief on a aircraft which had said person on it and a six-fingered Samuel, I call him. A hybrid or a giant or maybe a fallen angel type, alien of in and of itself. 7 foot tall, supposedly a sailor, okay. But be that as it may, the chief of the plane said to a certain person who was supposedly guarding and going to deliver this 7-foot-tall sailor who was originally part of a program of the NSA to meld, mind meld, some of the fallen angels or alien pine scum. Giants coming in with the best NSA signal intelligence radio people of the day. And so a story or a thing was concocted to put said person in proximity and also given the duty to single-handedly transport this guy to a base in Japan and turn him over to the duty officer. But they did it via the way of the Philippines. And all kind of stuff and attempts to do that mind meld or that whatever. And then on the plane, after no joy, a sense, for the alien because of the fate of the person involved, people said, well, Hawk, why are you talking about this now? Why don't we talk about Hunter Biden? Because we're talking about the authors of what really is going on, which is Lucifer, his fallen angels, and their minions, okay? So I'm telling you a story that is true, and I'm telling you about there's power in the blood of Jesus as well, but I ain't got to that quite yet. So this guy, this fallen angel, this 7-foot sailor who supposedly had committed murder. And the person given the duty of taking him solely with just a 45 caliber pistol and a piece of paper, that is all essentially in a set of cuffs. That is all essentially that there was. Well, after no joy of going across Thailand or against the Philippines in a jitney, a bus and a jitney and all kind of stuff, to where in there, this guy, the 7-foot tall sailor, started talking in all of the different Tagalog dialects, and anybody who's an old PI hand will know what I'm talking about. The Tagalog dialects, the various dialects of small tribal areas and island people, and able to understand all of it while on the bus. This is a supernatural thing, fallen type, an alien type, pond scum, whatever, of Lucifer. But he was supposed to mind meld with this American hero, you see, and it didn't take because there's power in the blood of Jesus. And the man had faith and still has faith like you cannot believe. And on that plane, on the way to Japan, after enduring all this 24-hour, 48 hours in the Philippines, crossing it in buses from Clark Air Force Base to the Subic Bay, all right, they're on a Navy flight headed to Japan, and old Six Fingers Sam looks over at the guy and says, you know, I could kill you in an instant, just snap you in two, but I'm not allowed to do so. Well, it wasn't anybody in the U.S. military not allowing him. It was the Lord Jesus would not allow this demon, devil-possessed, fallen angel, whatever, scumbag of Lucifer's to do that mind meld, which was a program that other people had. When the aliens were coming in, they were going to telepathically communicate, you see, with the top NSA military radio people in the world, who would then give the heads up to the NSA that they were inbound or they were coming with this group or that group. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, there is power in the blood of Jesus. If you do not have him as your Savior, if you're sitting there and you're scared to death and you don't know what to do, then get on your knees, repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. and he'll start to wash you clean with his blood. That's what he came to earth to do, to take care of your sins. If you'll just believe on him. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for, obviously, civil war, and it looks like we've had some situations. I talked to Brother Quayle yesterday, and we talked a lot about seeing the what I was talking about, seeing the activities with the carrier groups, and I got the report from old Captain K about the Carl Vinson and the other carrier going out to sea, like instantly, like boom, on December 7th, they were gone, but their aircraft didn't go with them. Well, in terms of that, that was a bit unusual because they weren't going across the pond, and that within a day or so, I guess the Vincent came back. And how there was all kind of hunter hawk activity all up and down the coastline of Southern California, and off the coastline and into Mexico and all the different stuff. Well, Brother Quayle said that there was an incident down there in the Baja, in Ensenada, and then on down in the Baja where a Chinese submarine got taken out and also some Chinese troops staying in containers on a container ship. So we knew there's stuff going on. We had this stuff where the fighter jet, they finally found the pilot out in the woods somewhere, apparently. Apparently. But I believe that that was taken out by some kind of a particle beam or an energy electromagnetic type weapon. And then also the boom booms under deep underground bases. Years ago, we used to tell you that sometimes you would see like an earthquake that was a 3.0 to 3.3, and that was in the deep underground of the United States. There was ongoing wars. See, there are highways and tunnels and stuff that are underground. The train, the maglev train, the super trains that run deep underground that go from Port Riley to Fort Huachuca in about an hour, and that's about 1,200-1,400 miles. And that's probably with a stop. I know somebody who rode the train. I can tell you, and I have told you on air, where they used to go to get into an old groundskeeper shack out on a golf course somewhere that had a secret elevator that went right down to the terminal. Whoosh! In the tubes, they called it. The tubes. Right in the tubes. And you remember Greg Evenson talking about how the tubes came up from Antarctica, where apparently there are some strange signals and stuff going on down there. And how up through South America and on into North America. Deep far underground. We're not talking about 50, 100 feet. Talk about maybe a mile underground or something. And that some of this stuff, like in Northern California around Shasta, they found in those deep underground tubes years and years and years ago. They found very sophisticated, almost Victorian-style sleds or sleighs in those undergrounds that went, at some point, went whoosh and very fast. They were ridden on them, and those were being ridden by alien types, alien pond scum or the fallen angel types. From the ancient days, under Northern California. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when it all blows, but it seems to be blowing covertly right now. All of the red Chinese, and finally it's come to the forefront. But I'm going to tell you, the Russians and the red Chinese, you remember also Henry Gruber's visions. You know, the Carnarvon Castle and the different stuff and how that the Russians and the Chinese were meeting in the same room together. All right. And it's quite interesting because I've had red Chinese at the door. Back a few years ago at 2:30 in the morning. I get a knock on the door at 2:30 in the morning. I've been watching, a movie on television. And I bing bong, bing bong, and a knock on the door, and I go out and I have my pistola, got the Glockenspiel, and I sort of peek through the corner and I see this guy from one window, a secret way for me to peek, and I see this well-dressed Chinese man. And then I go to the door and I got the Glockenspiel at the ready. I don't open the door, the inner door or the outer door, and I peek and I say, and he say, "Oh, please, you help me, hi, yeah, you gotta help me, please help me," you know, in a, like a pidgin English. And then the Lord says, "Don't watch his eyes, watch his hand," and I look down at his hand, and he had, holding sideways, a cell phone, holding it like his hand across the face of the phone, not the length, but across the width of it, and holding it like it was something that he might use to, if I open the door, to give me the, 500,000 volt shock in the neck. Bzzz, you know what I'm saying? Or, as I later found out after that incident and researching it and talking to some people, that the red Chinese have a cell phone that will shoot a 22, one or two shots of a 22 long rifle by pushing the button, but it will still function as a phone, okay? So the Lord puts in my mind, look at his hand, not his eyes, because I was going to try to look him in the eye and see what he was going to do. And so I looked at his hand, I saw that, and I yelled through the door, "You better get off my porch or I'm going to ventilate you through the door." Well, all of a sudden, he savvied up real good on English. He jumped back off that porch about 4 feet and then took off running out of the little courtyard and went down the street to a cul-de-sac. I went out taking a sidearm with, but also a golf ball driver, you know what I'm saying, a little bigger club for the golf course. And I went out another door and got in a bushes. I get in a sneaky set of bushes behind a little brick wall, and I put the eyeball down at the cul-de-sac where there was a black SUV, and I engine was trailing smoke because it was in cold temperature, and I see this guy running beat down the road, and he had a, at least $1,000 sport coat on and a $500-$600 pair of shoes, and he was extremely well-dressed, like those English-type shoes, the well-made ones. And he's running down there. He doesn't go to the passenger side. He goes over to the driver's side. Then I see a cigarette butt in the driver's side. I see the driver smoking a cigarette, and then the guy is going, da-da-da. I can see him gesturing and talking up to the driver. Then he runs around the back of the black SUV, which was like either a Tahoe or a Suburban. And he gets in the passenger side, and then that guy wheels that around the little cul-de-sac turnaround, a little fountain-like thing down there. And he steps on that thing and puts the nitrous to it or the supercharger or whatever. And he goes, wham! And he starts screaming up the little hill. And, and by the time he gets up by where I was at, he's doing 75 mile an hour, 80 mile an hour, maybe. And I'm tracking him all the way with the golf driver, with the driving club, with the bigger club for the golf course, you see, that had able to really hit the golf ball accurately towards the hole, you know what I mean? And they screamed by and took off. And that was after the week before I had done a show about the L.I., the Lee family of Shanghai. And I had given out their address and their, one time I gave out the mobile phone of their, Bentley, or their, I believe it was a Bentley. Another time I gave out the address of their penthouse where they were trying to hack into me after I'd done a story about the Illuminati Leaf family and the Bush family. And consequently, after that, I've had Chinese near the area here. So I know about that. And then now they're buying ranches. Kyle Bass talking about they're buying ranches next to an Air Force base in Texas, the Chinese. They've had attorneys all throughout the entire Kansas where there's the oil and gas. In Oklahoma and Texas, they're trying to buy up any wheat ranches, any oil or gas properties, taking options on them and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they have attorneys just doing nothing but that, trying to buy up land, to buy farmland up, ranch land, any kind of stuff they can get. This has been going on for a long time. And you got China Joe, whose son allegedly takes $1.5 billion to invest in an investing deal, a hedge fund. And you've already had Babalinsky, the guy, come forth, you know, prior to the election and did an hour with Tucker. And he came forth and swore in affidavits and had documented communications with Hunter and Jim Biden. And also had talked directly to China Joe Biden, who was the big guy and who was getting a cut of everything that Hunter vacuumed up. And then now you got a crook like Bill Barr, a CIA cleanup man, a cleaner for the CIA, in his AG, and everybody thinks, oh, he's a Republican. No, he's CIA. And he's the one I've told you has got Trump the election. Now you got another thing is that he did not move on the Hunter Biden stuff, but he knew all about it. And the FBI's had the laptop that also showed other very bad alleged activity of like allegedly Hunter Biden with another one of their red Chinese spy women in some kind of a house, friend's house over there that was part of the Communist Chinese Party. And then while he sleep with her, he allegedly also on that tape that I had not seen that, but I was told that people had seen it, that there was involved young Chinese girls and old Hunter going to town on him and them screaming the whole time he's doing it. And then discussion, all kind of discussions and stuff on there also about business dealings with millions and millions and millions of dollars. So this thing is about ready to come unglued. If you're not out right now getting ready to go out and get some more canned goods, I can't tell you to buy ammo unless you can get it somewhere online. Or in some of the smaller town stores. We're hearing about some of the small stores in the Ozarks and some of the smaller stores in other rural areas. Just depends on where you're at. Go to the small hardware store in the real tiny small town. They may still have some ammunition for whatever firearm you've got. But mostly you can get 12-gauge shotgun shells. If you can do nothing but get those and get them. And if you don't have a 12-gauge, see if your Uncle Ralph or Henry has got an extra 12-gauge pump or something he doesn't use anymore out of his 20 or 30 guns he's got, you know, stored up. He may have a brand-new automatic, you know, shooting the 3.5-inch boom for the geese or what have you. You know, I don't know. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen. Ezekiel 38 is about ready to go. And then that. Okay, now here I've got it. Let's see what I've got. Apparently, thank you, Jerry. I guess the Supreme Court has rejected the Texas case. I hadn't seen that news. I didn't get a chance to watch the news here. So apparently it's rejected it. Well, there you go, Supreme Court. You're not very supreme at all. And if you're going to go based upon your crap, then you're no longer going to have jurisdiction over Jack Doodley Squat, because the Red Chinese are going to try to take over this thing through China Joe and Commissar Kamala, who incidentally, I'm sure she's getting new stylized pantsuits that may have a peaked cap, you know, maybe with a death's head on it, or maybe with a big red star. And China Joe could get on his suit, you know, get a black suit with a big red star on the patch pocket. Maybe he could start wearing Mao Zedong type suits, Mao suits. China Joe. So Supreme Court of the United States, if you're going to allow this crap to happen, if you're going to allow it to go on and an election be stolen by the CIA, the Red Chinese, the Illuminati bankers, the royal families, all of the Luciferian pod scum on this planet, then so be it. You're in the same course, and this country will have no law in it save the law of Sam Colt. There'll be no law, because the Supreme Court has rejected the case. You won't have Jack Doodley to do in the future, you idiots. And this thing will go to civil war. And this thing will go there one way or the other. Because China Joe stole the election. Well, he did, but the people that put him in did. Yeah, here we go. Here's more. Supreme Court, thank you, B from B&E from B, and also my Long Island friend. Yes, sending me the stuff. Lack of standing. That's what I figured they would say. So I'm going to tell you what. You'd better pray tonight. And I pray right now to everybody listening to this show. I pray the Lord Jesus will protect you and your family, and that he will give you true sanctuary for your family. And if you be someone who can stand for him, that he will place you in the line where he needs you, while providing true sanctuary, not the false sanctuary. And to you peace officers out there, and God bless you all. God bless my old peace officer buddy from L.A., and my old Chips buddies, and all those different ones, and the old high sheriffs, and the deputy sheriffs, and even the Chicago cops that I know. And the state troopers from a lot of places. And all the old friends of my old buddy Greg Evenson. You got to understand that you've already been told to put the names of your, you know, wife, her family, your children, you know, all that on a list. And to put the name and, you know, their information. So in case of a civil war or some kind of a mass event, they could be taken to the secret place where they would be protected. And Greg Evenson used to tell me he was talking to the state troopers in Illinois and how they already had the red, the specialized open piece of mail, like with the red stripe across or whatever, open only in the time of, you know, of a such and such, and inserted into your computer, your vehicle. And that was to tell you where you were going to be assigned and what your duties were be. They were going to take people from southern Illinois and central Illinois, send them to Chicago. They're going to take the northern Illinois and the Chicago state troopers, send them down to southern Illinois and into central Illinois. And they're going to change it all up. And they were telling them, you got to have extra ammunition, extra food, extra change of clothes. They provided additional little bankroll and cash. and credit cards to be at the ready, apparently, in some cases, and to have the rain gear. The rain gear is the NBC gear, you see. The suit, the mask, the gloves, the booties, the whole nine yards. So I'm telling you, we're at a time period here now to where, like Dmitry Dudeman said, in the midst of a civil war, that the communists would start in America, you would then have Russia, and I believe Russia and Red China, launch on certain places in America. I still think that the power grid is going to go down and get turned off, and that you're going to have total wild weasel. I mean, fighting from the day and the morning to night. And the only time you're going to have respite is when you've got a chance to take your little hour combat nap while you've got somebody else watching the store for you. So now, I guess Hal Turner's putting out, here's what he says. All peaceful means to redress, let me repeat it. Hal Turner is saying all peaceful means to redress the stolen election now have been exhausted. Joseph Biden, the criminally accused felon wanted by Ukraine for crimes against the country, and the Communist Democratic Party thugs have stolen the election, you see. And they're going to take over the United States. So they think. So he's saying all peaceful means to redress the stolen election have been used up. So this stuff is going to get ready to start. It's already started in the covert world and the clandestine warfare already ongoing. It's been going on for a number of years. The tit for tats, the chemical plant in Houston, and then another one in China, and then another one in Houston. The fertilizer thing up in North Texas, the Louisiana tank farms, all the stuff up and down the Mississippi River and all up and down through Texas, Oklahoma. The train wrecks. The wrecks where the trains, even back where it was West Virginia, or in Maryland, that went into the water, into the deal, and then also the leakage of the tank up there, the chemicals, into the water in West Virginia. All of the stuff, all of the train loads of oil coming from the North Dakota and coming down from Canada, and those trains then derailing. You're going to see stuff you ain't never going to believe. So you better put on the full armor of God and then put on your own body armor and have your K-bar sharpened and your magazines loaded and ready to go. And your rucksack, whether it be your house load or your fighting load that can come off of that, and the fight load is something you can use for 7 to 14 days where you got enough MREs or little bag lunches or meals in there. And you got water ammunition, you got your gas mask, you got a poncho and a warm sweater or sweatshirt for underneath that, and gloves and all the different things to where you can fight independently in the field. In the alleyways, down the lane, in the orchard, out in the barn lot or in the pond area, on the little hilltops or the mountaintops. This thing is going to go the wild weasel. In the Kansas City metro area, they've been breaking into gun stores, cutting through the roof, going in to get the guns. I guarantee you those guns are going to probably to Antifa and BLM. So, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. Sergeant Major Plumley, remember what he had to say. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. From the movie We Are Soldiers. Oh, and at the same time, we could have had such a marvelous thing. But isn't it great that we've had a situation to where we have America and we've had the land of the free and the home of the brave, where you had the Bill of Rights? But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read it one more time, the Declaration of Independence. And for anybody who's with China Joe or who's with the Red Chinese or the Russians or the Gog and Magog, whatever, this is what you got for them, you see. It's right out of the Declaration of Independence. I bought my copy at Thomas Jefferson's house one summer. Beautiful house it is, too. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. So there you are. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your property, your Bill of Rights. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and God bless you all. I've been here since Steve Quayle put me on the air back in 2004. And by the grace of our Father in heaven, the Lord Jesus, and all of you good listeners out there, I'm still here. Keep me up on the radio. Keep me striking blows against these Luciferian scum. Anything is most needed or wanted, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Easiest, a little bit of silver dollar, something like that, piece of gold, Federal Reserve notes, a check, fine. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And may he provide you protection, sanctuary for your family, and a superabundance in all things that you're going to need and want as we come down in these final days to stand against evil on his behalf until Lord Jesus returns with his angels and takes out Lucifer and his crew and the 200 million man Chinese army at Armageddon. Oh, we're going to see it all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm afraid we're going to see it all just as it's told to you by Lord Jesus in the Bible. Matthew 24, Luke 21. You see Ezekiel 38, 39. You see the revelations. All right? Tribulations are here, you see. If you're sitting on all your stuff there and you got, boy, you got your big 401k and it's been doing real good and all that stuff. But if you only got enough food for, you know, a month, maybe or 2 months or those 15 days that they say, you know, the DHS says 15 days, you know, in case there's an emergency with snow or a tornado or an earthquake, you know. You better have 15 months or better yet, you know, 24 months, 36 months. 3.5 years would be great if you had the money. And oh, you don't want to do that. Well, then do a year of long-term survival food mixed with canned goods, with bags of rice, and you could get bags of wheat, or you could get flour, put it in the buckets, put the food grade, you know, diatomaceous earth in it, and you could also put the oxygen absorbers or the dry ice and cap it up, you see. The mountain house, the wise, whatever it might be. But you can also do nothing else than go out and get you another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup. I mean, I had a Progresso chicken with noodle the other night that was delicious. I've had the good old chunky sirloin burger, delicious. That beef barley soup from Progresso, delicious. You get that, you get you some poke salad or some dandelion greens or something you grew in a cold frame or inside the window in a kitchen or what have you, or under the light, you know, whatever light you got, a little bit of salad, and then you get that, and maybe you can make you some bread. Or maybe you got pilot bread in the can or something like that. But you get a biscuit and some salad greens with a little oil and vinegar, and you get you a can of that chunky soup, you got you a good ration right there. You got one can of that, you got a ration for a day. You can live on that, bite on that. If you had two cans, that'd be great per person. And if you had some chicken somehow or another, man, oh boy, you had eggs for breakfast. And you had a bunch of cans of Spam, you know, or roast beef or corned beef hash in the can. I'm going to tell you, that stuff's great. You take a can of roast beef hash, you throw 2-3 eggs on the top of that, cook that up in a skillet. And no, it's not the designer wonderful fresh food. But I'm going to tell you what. You can bite on it, it'll keep you strong, it'll put you right on the line and stand for the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, like the old Légion étranger, what they used to say, march or die, march or die, fight or die, because that's where we're headed. We're not headed to the mall to get your leather reclining chair and your ascension robes where you can kick back and maybe you've got a little extra pocket on the side for some beer or whiskey, you know, to drink while you're ascending, you know, and watch the tribulation, you see. No, 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 no. He that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Read the Matthew 24, the Luke 21, and then read Matthew 25. The prescription is preparation. But the first prep is to seek Lord Jesus and to get on his side and believe on him and get with our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's he say? Give us a day our daily bread. Yeah. And forgive us our debts as we forgive those of our debtors. I know the trespasses, but I'm reading it the other way that's been in different places for years. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go down. This is going to go down this way. And I'm going to tell you, this, I've thought it before, but this time I'm really, you know, I don't know how we get down the line. The 14th is Electoral College. After that, this thing is wild and up for grabs. And with the Red Chinese troops already in Canada and Mexico and selectively inside the United States as they've infiltrated in, and with the 370,000 Chinese, Red Chinese, college students and, PhD students and research assistants and all of that, well, they're already set up in all these high-tech labs and stuff like that all over. Los Alamos, Lawrence Livermore, you know, all the different ones, you know. And they're on the military bases. And you got them in bed with the Intelligence Committee, House Intelligence Committee. You got bang, 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 chitty, chitty, bang, banging with the swallow well. And that ain't the only one. You don't think that old Dianne Feinstein for 20 or 25 years had the person who was head of her office staff and her driver was a red Chinese spy for all those years? Think there was ever any chitty, chitty, bang, bang? I don't know. And they're getting the mayors and the county commissioners and this one, that one, the other one. I'm going to tell you what. They've been running this game here for quite some time. And then this guy that Joe Biden, China Joe, one of his guys is put into office, and I forget which one, I forget his name, but that guy was put up on investigation for providing visas and citizenship stuff to red Chinese for money. Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, let me tell you. Mighty men and women of valor, I know you're out there. Not all of you, but some of you. Some of you are in mixed units of people of the Black Magicians crew with you of the Magi. But you're mixed because you can work and handle and fight against the giants that are in stasis or what's coming in. Well, use your technology if you can to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your tech. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And picking the blue, I'm picking the up, that trigger. Road and track and fill. Say hi to Mama and tell me that Lord Jesus. All those on the road, all those friends of the hawk. May the Lord protect against all evil. Dan, you up? He needs you on the line. Big Mac, keep your eye in the scope. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I hope we're here Monday and next week. Good night.